From the river's edge. Is it poetry to say that each time I cross over a certain bridge on the Yellowstone, I remember the way green vinyl felt on the back of my legs, instead of how my own mother's feet, stiff from death, felt in my hands? I did not know that a poet could feel words rising from drops of sweat around her knees, or that what my palms pressed against was only silence. Can a poet speak of a second version of her mother, the one who lives in a silent cave where she allows no visitors, gives no interviews? Her memoir is being written there by a shadow 7 feet tall that can hold no pen or pencil, both hands missing. My living mother dreams of new waters that have no adequate translation.